Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Mazure, and we're talking with Dr. Wes Youngberg. We're going to talk about 10 steps to improving brain health. Dr. Wes, welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Oh, thank you, Tom. It's good to be with you again.
It's a really privilege. Our listeners, if they do not already know you, they will want to get to know you, and there is an opportunity. You may have to drive a little bit to go see Dr. Wes. Of course, you've got quite a few resources that have been recorded on various YouTube and other platforms, and we'll talk about that throughout the program. But Dr. Wes, tell our listeners a little bit about your background. You believe in lifestyle medicine and much, much more. Tell our listeners a quick curriculum vitae of you or yourself.
Well, one of the things I'm best known for is one of my good friends, Dr. Brent Hildebrandt, who practices, I think, urgent care physician in Marquette, Michigan, and he's the one, and he and his wife Carol are responsible for dragging me away from California, taking me back to Michigan, where I have my roots. Dr. Brent Hildebrandt and I both went to college together in Michigan at Andrews University, a Christian university, and we were also roommates at Loma Linda University, where he went through medical school. And I did a unique program called Lifestyle Medicine. It's a doctorate of public health in clinical lifestyle medicine, because I've always really been interested in how the choices that we make day to day influence our health, and how that can actually not just prevent disease, but even reverse many chronic diseases. And so that's my passion, is helping people through natural and simple remedies dramatically improve their health.
So what I hear you saying is that you are not a victim. You can be a part of the solution with God's help to have vibrant health. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time and with God's leading to have written about four or five books, but the most recent three books, I wrote a book called Goodbye Diabetes, which was my journey as a public health doctor and as a lifestyle medicine specialist to learn how to help people who already had type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes to reverse their condition. So, and it was later, much later, that I learned that actually the underlying causes of diabetes and the underlying metabolic problem with diabetes is the same thing that causes depression, that increases risk of anxiety, and that dramatically increases the risk of cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. And so that's why we now know that Alzheimer's is now being referred to as type 3 diabetes. And we're going to be explaining in our program on the weekend of March 15 and 16 how to actually better understand whether you're at risk and how to reverse that risk.
You know, this is such a huge topic. You were sharing with me that Alzheimer's and these cognitive diseases are increasing dramatically. Explain that quickly, and then we'll have a word of prayer to start the broadcast.
Yes, we actually started seeing a very dramatic rise in many chronic diseases towards the beginning of the pandemic, and especially in mid 2021. I started seeing a huge uptick in problematic issues with cognitive decline, and so that's why it's so critical that we make good decisions about our health, but also that we have an optimal immune system. So my series of talks on March 15 and March 16, that's Friday night and Saturday afternoon in Marquette, Michigan, we'll be focusing on the 10 steps to optimize brain health that is really centers on ways to optimize our immune system. If there's ever a time that we needed to improve our immune system, it's right now. Okay, but that is a key reason why we develop cognitive challenges, is because our immune system isn't protecting the brain properly.
So we're going to have to rethink the way we approach a number of things. Dr. West, would you lead us in a word of prayer for our listeners, and also pray for the seminar that will be in Marquette, Michigan on the March 15th and 16th?
Yes, absolutely. Let's pray. Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege to be involved in a program that can share strategies of optimizing health. And we know, Lord, that you want for us to be healthy in body and mind, just as our spirit is healthy, Lord. So we want to allow ourselves to be guided by you. We want to do things that are according to your will. So, Lord, I just pray that you send your Holy Spirit for our discussion today, but also specifically for all those that are struggling with some aspect of their health as they come to the seminar series in Marquette, Michigan on March 15 and 16, that you will, number one, guide me to speak the words that need to be heard, okay, but also provide information in a way that will help people dramatically improve their health. So we look forward to how you will lead in the near future, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, before the prayer, you shared a kind of a disturbing trend that cognitive ability is declining. That's bad news, but I also heard a hint of good news. Can you give us the straight truth? That's what we need, Doc. And we also need to know that there is great, great optimism and hope too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the alarming part, you know, I'll give the bad news first and then I'll give the good news. The bad news is that we're seeing with the Bureau of Statistics in almost every developed country of the world, we're seeing dramatic increases in the rate of even premature deaths due to Alzheimer's and diabetes in particular. We're starting to see that uptick in cancer as well. And this is actually not just a gradual increase. This is an alarming increase in the last few years compared to 5 years ago and 10 years ago. And so, you know, something has changed. We need to be more vigilant than ever to optimize our health. And the good news is that there are many, there's a significant body of research available right now that, if taken advantage of by the average person, can dramatically improve their metabolic health, their cardiovascular health, their immune health, and their cognitive health as well. And so even though the statistics are showing a dramatic increase in premature death due to all kinds of conditions right now, and many, many more people are concerned about their mental clarity, where they call it brain fog, or they're just not as sharp as they used to be, or they're starting to be forgetful in an unusual way. They're looking for solutions, and we're going to be talking about those solutions in our talk on March 15 and 16 on the 10 steps to optimize brain health.
You know, as you were talking, the image came in my mind that we got to gear up for this crisis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, gearing up means that we need to understand cause and effect. We need to recognize what the most common causes are of dementia, of headaches, of depression, of anxiety, and not just look for a medication to try to resolve it temporarily, okay, but actually ask the question, what's actually causing this problem? And what can I do to dramatically lessen this risk over time?
So, Doc, what is the cause?
All right. Well, how many hours you got? I just got done working with a couple that flew in. They flew in with their private plane and pilot from Texas. Now the good news is that most people don't need to do that with me. They just insisted on seeing me in person and coming to my office, where both the husband and the wife, but especially the husband, is experiencing early Alzheimer's disease. And this is an individual that is extremely gifted. He's a self-made multimillionaire. He's extremely intelligent. You see, that's an important thing to understand, is that Alzheimer's or cognitive decline happens to many people even while they're still extremely intelligent. He's still able to be involved in his business and make good decisions many times, but he's losing his memory. But because memory loss is, there's a social stigma to memory loss, he's not really willing to admit it. And so I spent actually 3 hours with him and his wife this morning, because they flew in, you know, and I wanted to spend enough time to get started on a comprehensive program to help them improve cognitive function. And I always tell patients this, there's three main goals. So if you're struggling with cognition, okay, or if you're struggling with severe depression or anxiety, the first goal is to slow this process down, you know, to decrease the damage that is being done to the brain. That's the first goal, is to slow it down. Second goal is to actually stop the progression, to prevent it from getting worse, right? And right. We believe that we can do those things the vast majority of the time. And then the third goal is what most people think of, is to begin to reverse aspects of their cognitive decline so that they're doing better and better and better instead of gradually getting worse, worse, and worse. Of course, by the time somebody is diagnosed with a condition, things are not just gradually getting worse anymore. They are now snowballing. They're getting worse very rapidly. And so we want to put the brakes on that and slow that down. So there's, you know, this requires a kind of a change in how we think about chronic disease. Most people think about it like, well, this is a done deal. It's genetically based, and therefore I really can't do anything about it. And, you know, may as well just enjoy my life while I can. And they fail to realize that there's a lot of things they can do with their lifestyle that can dramatically improve their health and even begin to reverse their condition. So, you know, let me give you an example. There's a whole bunch of natural remedies, and then there's a whole bunch of simple remedies. And these are all things that are available to the common person. You don't have to have a doctor's visit per se to take advantage of these, even though it would be ideal to do extensive lab testing and genetic testing to more fully personalize this for an individual. Okay, so let me give you an example of, for instance, genetic testing. I actually do genetic testing through 23andMe.com. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there's going to be people listening that go say, well, I would never do that because, you know, they just recently had a security hack. And that's true. They did. And I wouldn't want my genetics to get sold to some other country or to China or whatever, right? And that's true. There's always that risk. But here's the point. Okay, at least we should know what our genetic risks are. Because if we don't know, we don't have the ability to do anything about it. So when I did my 23andMe about 10 years ago, I knew fully that that information might be breached at some point, but, you know, all medical information could be breached at some point. You know, we're in a new age of AI where, you know, anybody with intelligence could pretty much hack any private server or any corporate server in the world. Okay, so, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but the bottom line is everything is there's no such thing as privacy anymore, really, in terms of medical charts, et cetera. But what we need to know ourselves. Okay, so I did this test myself, and by doing that test, Tom, I discovered that I had a genetic mutation to my blood clotting mechanism called factor V Leiden that increased my risk of a blood clot by 800%. Now, Tom, do you think that'd be important to know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super important to know because, you know, when I found out, I didn't despair. I didn't become despondent. I didn't say, why me, God? I actually celebrated. I kid you not. I actually smile. I put a smile on my face. I go like, wow, this is great news. You know why it was great news?
Why is that?
Because now I know.
And you can do something about it.
Absolutely. And there's many things that we can do about it. I am not concerned about getting a blood clot at all. Why? You know why? Because I have a protocol that I follow on a daily basis that dramatically lessens my risk and it basically prevents me from ever having that problem through my diet, through my exercise programs. I do light exercise after meals. All that, and I keep my immune system strong. I optimize my vitamin D, my omega-3s, et cetera. That optimizes my immune system, which dramatically decreases my risk of a blood clot. So in other words, that's just one example that we'll outline in much more detail in my series of presentations at the Ramada at Windham at Marquette, Michigan, March 15 and March 16. I'm going to be going over that in detail and how you can take advantage of that information. So that's just one example. Another example I just alluded to, Tom, is getting your vitamin D checked. We call this it's actually a natural remedy, but it can be seen as a simple remedy. You know, natural remedies are more like optimizing sleep, optimizing exercise, optimizing diet, emotional health, etc. You know, I'm going to actually talk about the eight most important natural remedies. We call them the eight doctors, eight natural doctors. I'm going to be going through those in some detail in the series as well. But then we got some specific things that we can do on top of that. And that one of those simple remedies is optimizing our vitamin D. But how can you optimize something if you don't even know what your level is?
Exactly.
Right? So that's where most people fail.
You know, we have a garden show, and he says, take a soil test. Well, you need to do a blood test for vitamin D and maybe a few other things. What else would be on that list that you would like to test for, doctor, besides 23andMe?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting that you mentioned that analogy, Tom, because, you know, it's interesting is that I had a patient 25 years ago who was an expert in agriculture, and he said, you know, all these tests that you ran on us, you know, that it only surprises me because none of my other doctors ever ran all these tests. But in terms of my profession as an expert in agriculture, we run all kinds of tests on soil and plants to make sure that they're getting the right minerals, to make sure they're getting the right nutrients and the right fertilizer, and that we're, you know, we're dealing with appropriately with their whatever might put them at harm, right? So whereas in our, you know, human medical approaches, we When's the last time you had a mineral level checked of your blood, your magnesium levels, your selenium levels, your copper and zinc levels? When's the last time you had those checked by a doctor? Now, I do nutritional medicine and lifestyle medicine, I check that on all my patients. But it's just an example is that sometimes we pay more attention on and how to grow healthy fruits and vegetables than we do how to grow healthy bodies and brains.
You know, I'm right there with you. I've asked for a vitamin D checked. Sometimes you just need to ask for more because they're not used to your provider, may not have that part of the protocol, and you may add that to the protocol. And sometimes you teach your provider.
Yeah, that's right. Now, yeah, it's definitely worth asking. Now, here's the important part. If they say, no, you know, we don't think your insurance will cover it, you know, because if you don't have osteoporosis, if you don't have certain diseases, then you don't technically qualify for a vitamin D. But basically, just pay for it yourself.
It's $25, maybe.
Yeah. It's anywhere from $25 to $50. Just pay for it yourself. Get it done. It's that important. Just you can order almost any blood test you want online. You can go to ultalabtests.com and order any test you want, anything. and so, you know, it's if you're going to be healthy, you need to take control of your health and not let insurance company determine what you qualify for or not.
Now, you're going to be covering 10 steps to improving brain health. How many have you covered so far, and what do we need to make sure we get in the half hour?
All right. Okay. So, well, there's, you know, of course, these 10 steps, we're going to be doing a deep dive in each one. So let me go over a couple other ones. What I've noticed, one of the things that significantly impacts brain health, and this is true for headaches, migraines, depression, anxiety, insomnia, and especially cardiovascular disease, and even a risk for cancer, and that's doing a test to evaluate your insulin levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is a bigger ask than asking for vitamin D, because most doctors, if they were paying attention to the medical literature, they would see that would be a value, but it's not considered conventional or standard of care to measure insulin level, even just a fasting insulin level. So I would at least start with requesting a fasting insulin level along with your metabolic profile, which includes blood sugars or glucose. And so a lot of doctors just check your blood sugars, and if your blood sugars are less than 100 fasting, that means that at least you don't have that diagnostic criteria for prediabetes. Okay, but I'll give you an example. The patient I just saw who had early dementia this morning, his fasting blood sugar was perfect. It wasn't prediabetic at all. We even did a 4-hour glucose tolerance test, and his blood sugars never reached even the criteria for prediabetes. But guess what? He was horribly insulin resistant. His fasting insulin, which should be less than 5 and at least under 10, was 31. I just got done meeting with him over about an hour ago, and. You know, I've been doing this test on every patient for the last 30 years. So this is part of my expertise. And I rarely see a patient with a fasting insulin level above 20. Usually it's in the teens, and that's high. But he was 31. And so I explained to him is that one of the number one risk factors for ongoing decline of cognitive function is a high insulin level, because that sets you up, believe it or not, for having low blood sugars other times of the day. And that's what we actually discovered with him. So in the presentation, Tom, we're going to be going over a deeper dive into understanding that very important step. is how you can use specific forms of exercise, types of exercise that the average person wouldn't think of doing naturally or normally, that can dramatically help reverse insulin resistance. Okay, and then dietary strategies that can help dramatically improve blood sugar and insulin levels as well. Okay, so these are the beginning steps. So understanding blood sugar and insulin before and after meals is critical to controlling headaches, to controlling anxiety and depression, and to controlling cognitive issues.
Well, doctor, boy, I wish we could have all those 7 hours to continue this discussion. It's just begging more questions. But you're going to be having that seminar. It's going to be at the Marquette Wyndham Ramada.
The Ramada by Wyndham, right, yeah, Ramada, in Marquette, Michigan.
And that'll be Friday, March 16th at 3 p.m. And
correct.
There is a reservation. You need to make reservations. I assume that they may have to upsize the room just in case of the number of people that will be registering, and it literally is worth driving across the UP. But you know, Marquette, I've been there once last fall, and it's a wonderful place to be any time of the year.
Yeah, by the way, Tom, I just learned that the Ramada by Wyndham there in Marquette, they're actually opening up a block of hotel rooms for this conference as well. So some people that have to drive a ways, they can drive in Friday afternoon, come to the Friday evening program, stay at the hotel that night, and participate in the more extensive Saturday afternoon program, where we're going to actually I'm gonna allow up to 2 hours extra for question and answers, so people don't have to stay for that part. But every time I do this series at another part of the country, I get people that they just want to stay and ask questions, and I'm more than willing to do that.
Yeah. So the Strong Tower Radio listeners across our area, which is much of Michigan and literally with the 50 states and 80 countries around the world, you may meet some foreign visitors up there at your seminar, Dr. West.
Yeah, by the way, Tom, if any of your listeners are listening in United Arab Emirates and Dubai, I'm going to be in Dubai in another month or so doing a series there as well.
Absolutely.
So if you want to just fly up to Dubai, we can take care of that seminar too.
Or Marquette. So let me give you the address to register. That's 906-475-4488. Again, that's 906-475-4488. Or you can email Marquette, the abbreviation MQTSDA, Seventh-day Adventist Church. So it's mqtsdachurch.gmail. So Dr.
At gmail.com.
gmail.com. Thank you so much, Dr. West. Many of our listeners will enjoy seeing you in person up there in Marquette on March 15th and 16th.
Looking forward to it, Tom. Thank you.
God bless. Bye now.